Welcome to the third Perek, Perek Gimel of Megillas Esther. Here we have Haman really coming to power. Haman is appointed as a viceroy kind of thing to the king, King Ahasuerus, and he gallops through the town. He makes sure everyone bows down to him. Mordechai doesn't. Now, why does Mordechai not do so? Two reasons. Number one, Haman felt he was a deity, he should be served, and you don't bow down to that. Number two, he was wearing some form of idol on his neck, they say. Now, what's interesting, Rav Dessler points out, is that Mordechai could have just avoided Haman. Why be out at the time that Haman was galloping around? No, Mordechai lo yichra ve lo yishtacha there, in the future tense, Mordechai made sure that he would not be a person who bows. He wanted to show an example. I'm not bound, not subjugating myself to him. Now, one of the interesting things as a result was that the Jews blamed Mordechai for this decree that Haman's going to enact. But in reality, Mordechai was right all along. He was right for telling them not to go to the king's feast in the first parak. He was also right not to bow down. And that goes back on itself at the end. One of the nahapachu, one of the things that overturn in the Megillah is people's realization that Mordechai was right. Hence, right at the end of the Megillah, we talk about Mordechai having a fantastic reputation, being beloved. Haman draws a lottery. He sets a day where he wants to kill all the Jews. That comes out on the month of Adar. He's very happy because that's the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's death. Of course, he doesn't also know it's his birth, or he doesn't factor that in. And it's a bit of a miracle because he draws the lottery in Nisan and it comes out that the day of death is supposed to be Adar. Why is that important? Because that gives us maximum time, 11 plus months, to do tshuva. Right? Now, the other thing the Vilna Gaon holds, others disagree, but the Vilna Gaon says that when the letters were sent announcing that the 13th of Adar is a day to kill the Jews, it actually didn't mention the Jewish people. It says a certain nation will be killed and will provide details later. Why? Haman didn't want to reveal that it was the Jews, even though it sounds like the Jews in Shushan clock, they realized. He didn't want to reveal that for the following reason. He didn't want the Jews to start being politically active and try and change things. No. I'm going to say it's the Jews later on, but meanwhile, prepare for a nation. Why was that important in the context of the Megillah? So we're going to see that one of the interesting features of the Megillah is that even after Haman is killed, there's still a few prokim remaining. Esther still has to beg for the decree to be rescinded. And I'll tell you why, because a decree with the king's stamp and seal, as this one will be, is impossible to rescind. That was the rule. It'll be havoc if you can just rescind different laws of the king, because people won't know which to follow and which may be rescinded one day. And therefore, since it was sent out with a king's seal stamp, had it said the Jews, that would have been the law. Therefore, thank God, Haman did not write the Jews, and that allowed us to very simply slip in another letter, which went out months later, saying that, look, the enemy that we were referring to kill is the enemy of the Jews. That's why that answers the other question that people ask, which is, why did we kill our enemies? Why did we go that far? Why don't just, we were saved and leave it at that? So this was the only way of saving us. That is basically the action in the third parak. And then please God, we're going to see the fourth parak tomorrow.